This guided meditation is a practice that I created to support you at this time of the December solstice and the holiday season. This is, of course, the winter solstice here where I live in the Northern Hemisphere. And for those of you in the Southern Hemisphere, of course, it is the summer solstice. For all of us, we're coming into the season of the holidays, whichever holidays that you choose to celebrate, or even if you choose to not celebrate any, this time at the end of the year is a transition time. And it can be a very busy time for many people who celebrate in various ways and have obligations or things that they choose to do that they love to do with their families and in their communities. For some people, this is a time of more quiet and more solitude and a drawing in. And so wherever you find yourself this time of this year, in whichever hemisphere and whatever your year-end celebrations or taking time for yourself for some extra quiet, some extra reflection, whatever this time looks like for you, I wanted to create this guided meditation to just give you a tool that will help to support you in connecting more deeply with yourself and also with all of the beautiful life that surrounds us. So take just a few moments as you begin to settle in to just find a comfortable seated position, or if you'd prefer to be lying down, that's perfectly okay. The idea here is to find a position that you feel really comfortable and supported in. So whatever that is for you, take a few moments to just find that and adjust yourself so that you're comfortable. If you want to pause the recording while you do that, you're welcome to do so. And then once you're comfortable, just take a couple of moments to just let your body sink and settle, noticing the texture of whatever it is that you're touching, what you're sitting on, what you're lying on. Feeling how it supports you. Feeling the chair supporting you. Feeling the floor supporting you. Letting your body just sink and drop. And notice the soles of your feet. If you're sitting, you may want to place them flat on the floor or on the ground. You can wiggle your toes a little bit just to bring your sensory awareness to the soles of your feet. If you're lying down, you can do this from a lying down position. As we bring your awareness to those sensory receptors on the soles of the feet, just notice how they too can relax and release down into the earth. And if at any time as we go through this practice together, something doesn't work for you or something doesn't feel right, feel free to just drop it, ignore it, let it go. Take those parts that work for you, that you enjoy, that feel good. And if there's anything that doesn't, just let it go. Your body, your experience, your awareness is your guide. And you can use my voice as suggestions, but always return to that awareness of what feels right for you and what feels good to you. And allow yourself to trust that and to follow it. So feeling yourself held in the chair wherever you are with your feet open, connected to the earth. Take another moment to just bring your awareness to your breath. As long as we're alive, we are breathing, and the breath is the life force. And begin by just noticing your breathing. Not trying to do anything to change it or manipulate it, but just see how it is. Notice how the breath feels as it enters your body. Notice if it feels soft, full, constricted, tight, deep, shallow. See if the temperature of the air as you inhale, if you can notice that. And as you bring your awareness to your breath, perhaps you want to do some adjusting with that. So just see what you notice. If you have any feeling of constriction, just take your time and just see what your breath wants to do. It's the feeling of allowing your breath to just flow in the natural, easy way that it enters and exits your body. The breath is a tool that we can use because it's always with us to help us to bring our awareness more fully into the present moment. And although there's a lot of different practices that we can do with the breath, you may be familiar with some of those if you've studied yoga or meditation or breath work or anything like that. At this most fundamental level, we're just working with using our breath and the way that we bring that nourishment of breath into our body as a doorway, as a pathway to allow us to become more present and more aware of sensation and the moment that we're in right now. And then you might take a hand and bring it to your heart center. The energetic heart center is right in the center of our body. It's just to the right of where our physical heart is. It's at our sternum. And this is a place where we connect with ourselves, with other beings. This is one of the primary centers that we can work with as we're opening to connection and communication with other than human beings. It's also a place where we can center our awareness out of our thinking mind, that busy part of our humanness that goes into thinking and all of the wonderful capabilities of our human thinking mind, but can sometimes distract us from this deeper awareness and present moment richness. So by that simple gesture of bringing a hand to your heart center, you're anchoring your awareness and your intention to connect in this way and to use this part of your body and your energy field in a conscious way through your awareness and your intention. And then you might like to bring your other hand to the point in your belly, just kind of below your belly button. So if you put your thumb on your belly button, this is kind of a good place. That's a good way to kind of feel where this your other hand might want to rest. And so there's a hand on the heart and a hand on the belly, and it doesn't matter which is which. But just that gesture on the belly is also a gesture that is very anchoring. It's very grounding. It's very connecting. And just take a moment and see what this feels like for you. Body relaxed, centered, anchored, feet connected to the earth, back of the body supported by the chair or whatever you're sitting or lying on, hand on the heart, hand on the belly. Bringing your awareness to your breath. Eyes can be open or closed, whatever's easiest for you, whatever feels most natural and comfortable and safe for you. And just allow yourself to think about this time of balance of the seasons, the light and the dark. The ending of the year, the beginning of a new year. And just take a moment or two to just feel into that. And as much as possible, try to not go too much into thinking about the year that's passed and a lot of sort of mental processing. But rather just feeling in your body and in your spirit as you sit this way with your hands on your heart and on your belly. And just bringing your awareness to the energy of this time. You may notice emotions coming up. And if you do, just notice those and allow your attention to rest with them. And just giving yourself very kind attention, whatever the emotion is. Just feeling that, letting it move through. And if it feels overwhelming or like more than you want to or able to be with right now, just notice that and bring your awareness back to the sensation of the chair, of your feet, of your hands on your body. Knowing that if there's something that you want to spend more time with and attend to, you can always come back to it later. And with this awareness, very centered, very connected, very grounded, you may like to expand your awareness out from your own experience just a little bit. So noticing what is in your environment, what's surrounding you, and you can feel this or you can do it with your eyes, whatever works best for you. Perhaps there are, other than human friends, animal companions, plants, trees, in your home, outside your home, on the land where you live. And just allow your awareness to expand so that you're including them, touching in. And we do this without leaving our own consciousness and the awareness of our own experience and our own bodies. We just let our awareness expand to include a little bit more. And there may be special friends, beings that you feel particularly close to. These may be animals or trees or human friends who are with you in the physical. And they may also be those that you love who have passed and who are on the other side. And as you expand your awareness, just include all of that and invite them to be with you. feeling the amount of love and support and connection that is available. And with your friends, your allies, your companions surrounding you, allow yourself to feel that connection in your heart center, to feel their presence, to feel their light, to feel their personalities, to feel their energy. And whatever that looks like for you, there's no right or way, wrong way to do this, but just allowing yourself to feel them and recognizing the connection that is already there. We're not looking to create something new necessarily, but to uncover what is there already. And also to bring our awareness to the connection and the support that we have. And this may be in many forms. It may be the earth, the soil, a particular tree, a cat friend, the birds, a house plant. But noticing as you bring your awareness to them and to this energy, that connection and that support that is available for you. And then as this is a time of year where we often are thinking about and working with intention, you may like to try this simple practice that coordinates intention with the breath. And so it's a very simple practice, and it's retaining the awareness of all of the support and all of the help that we have surrounding us. And on the inhale, as we breathe in, breathing in something we'd like to create more of or expand on in our lives. And then as we exhale, we can exhale something that we would like to release or have less of or let go of in our lives. And this is a practice that you can return to just for the purposes of this guided meditation. You might want to just stay with one thing and whatever it is that comes first or whatever feels strongest or most potent that you are inviting in as you inhale. And then one thing that you're letting go of or releasing as you exhale. Breathing in what we're receiving, what we're intending, the support, the experience, whatever it is that we're wanting more of in our lives. And then exhaling what we're letting go of. You might imagine as you do this practice that you're inhaling through the soles of your feet, much like if you were a tree, you'd be bringing nourishment up from the soil through the roots, inhaling and then exhaling, letting it go down through the trunk, through the roots into the earth. Inhaling, receiving. and exhaling, releasing. So take as much time as you want to with this practice. If you'd like to stop the recording and stay with us a little longer, you're welcome to do that. You can also return to it anytime. When that portion of the practice feels complete, just let that go and then bring your awareness back to your hands, hand on the heart, hand on the belly. And then bring the hand that's on your belly, bring that to your heart. So you're bringing now the second hand to cover the hand on your heart. So both hands are on your heart, one on top of the other. And in this gesture, we're honoring our own experience. And as we bring our second hand to our heart as well, we are welcoming in the other beings who share our world. And we can offer a blessing or an intention or a prayer, whatever language you like, whatever works for you, for the others that share our world, human, other than human. Honoring our own experience, offering a blessing for ourselves, for our own families, holding our own struggles, whatever they are, our own challenges, our own pain, with kindness and compassion and tenderness and awareness, honoring our own experience. And then as we bring that second hand to our heart, we honor the experience of others as well. And as we started with feeling that support and that connection from all of our other than human brothers and sisters, our kin, our loved ones, we can use this as a time to also share that energy of blessing and gratitude and appreciation and love and connection with them. And honoring that understanding that while we perceive ourselves as individual beings, having individual experiences, we honor the awareness and that deeper connection that we have where we're not separate. And this simple gesture of bringing both hands to our hearts gives us a kind of physical representation of that, of connection and being together, being one. One breath, one life. Sharing consciousness, sharing experience. Sharing this precious beauty of being together on our beloved Earth at this time. With all of its challenges, all of its difficulties, all of the pain. Honoring our shared experience here together and knowing that we walk this path together with each other, with our family of all species, that we're not alone, and that we have support, and that we can also offer that support as we walk through the world with this awareness and this kindness in our hearts, for ourselves, and for all life.